This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A book by journalist Bob Woodward says U.S. President Donald Trump seemed to grasp just how bad the coronavirus threat was months ago, but minimized it to the public. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Woodward quotes the president as calling the virus deadly stuff in February. You just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. A month later, Woodward says the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to the public, calling it no worse than the seasonal flu. Asked if he deliberately misled the American people, White House spokeswoman Kelly McEnany said, absolutely not.
The president never downplayed the virus,
saying he instead projected calm during a crisis. Democratic challenger Joe Biden says what the president actually did is lie.
He failed to do his job on purpose,
calling it a despicable life and death betrayal of the American people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This news comes as one of the most promising COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials has been paused after a participant experienced an unexplained illness. Pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca announced the trial's pause in a statement saying, quote, "This is a routine action which has to happen whenever there is a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials," end quote. Few details of the case have been released, but it's reported one of the British participants in the trial developed a condition that presents as inflammation of the spinal cord. Several states in northern Germany are set to lift or ease pandemic restrictions on prostitution, with North Rhine-Westphalia now allowing sex workers to resume their business. The decision comes in the wake of several court cases filed by sex workers who argued the restrictions unfairly discriminated against them. They compared the ban on their activities with the lifting weeks